At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Yeah, the fireworks have wrapped up here at Kauffman Stadium, and we're putting one in the books for the good guys. Royals take the opener from the White Sox, 3-1, your final score, and like most 3-1 victories, that's going to come back to pitching and defense. Certainly the story tonight, I'm happy to talk about it with you. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. Plenty of the near 21,000 that turned up on this Friday night. Many of them still making their way out of the ballpark, so if you were unable to make it inside the ballpark, now's your chance to dial us up. 913-586-7965, the bullpen tonight. 3 2/3 innings of one hit relief. Noah Cameron, who I think has been really the story of the season. You know, if we're talking positives, Noah Cameron, to me, is the story of this 2025 season. Now, hopefully the boys, over the course of these final 40 games, can change what the top story is. Hopefully, over the course of these final 40 games, the boys can get on some sort of a red-hot roll, and maybe it started tonight. But if that doesn't happen, I think the biggest takeaway from this 2025 season is going to be the 26-year-old left-hander, Noah Cameron, 5 1/3 innings of one-run baseball, only strikes out a pair, walked only two, and picks up the win. He's now 7-5 on the season. Yeah, a lot of stories from this game tonight, in my opinion. Yes, pitching and defense was the story. Noah Cameron is the story of the season. I mentioned the defense. I'm talking Jonathan India in the second inning, Mike Yastrzemski with an outfield assist in the third, and Bobby Witt Jr. starting what was the MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. That inning-ending double play with the bases loaded and one out. Lennon Sosa hits a line drive right at Bobby Witt Jr., and the man at second base, the rookie Colson Montgomery, is caught off the bag, doubled up to end the inning, to end the threat. And honestly, once that play was made, top of the sixth inning. Now, Royals are only up one run at this point, right? It's 2-1 there in the top of the sixth inning. But once that play was made, I had absolutely no worry about the Royals walking away victorious. Zerpa, Urseg, and Estevez shut the door, 9 up, 9 down. And that's something else that we need to talk about. You know, Noah Cameron, certainly the story of the season. But if you want to look at the offense tonight, Michael Garcia starts up the scoring in the first inning. And if the story of the season isn't Noah Cameron, it's Michael Garcia, who's now batting 301 on the year. He's one of only eight qualified big leaguers batting better than 300. And I'm talking all of Major League Baseball. American League, National League, there's only eight of them. And Michael's one of those eight. His 301 batting average is sixth best in Major League Baseball. So offensively, Michael is the story of the year. Salvi's the story of the decade, and Salvi's solo blast to lead off the fourth inning turns out to be the game-winning knock, as the captain just refuses to give in to Father Time. It's 100 degrees, at least the feels-like temperature, and I don't know what else there is other than what it feels like. It felt like 100 degrees at first pitch, and Salvi back behind the dish once again. Puts the Royals ahead 2-0. Excuse me, 2-1 in the fourth inning. Yeah, White Sox scored in the top half of that fourth inning, but the captain was having none of it. He got the lead right back, and then with two outs in the sixth inning, Salvi with a two-out double, and he's driven in by a guy that I think is the story of the second half of the season, Adam Frazier. Michael in the first, Salvi in the fourth, Frazier in the sixth. The story of the year, the story of the decade, and the story of the second half. Now, to further this theme, the story of the postgame show, especially of late, has been about two guys. The complaints I hear most often are about two guys. Neither one of them make a whole bunch of sense to me, but I've heard your calls, I've heard your complaints. You wanted to see passion from Matt Quatrero. Well, what'd you think of that? Q thrown out of the game for the second time this season, tossed in the bottom of the fifth inning. Slapping his hand so hard you could hear it all the way up on the sixth floor press box. You saw the fire inside of Matt Quatrero. Are you happy? Carlos Estevez has, for some reason, had a lot of you looking at him out of the corner of your eye. I don't know why. The All-Star closer picks up his 31st save of the season as he strikes out the side in the ninth. So if you want to talk about the game, the season, the offense, the pitching, the managing, the reliever, whatever it is, the story of the season, the story of the ninth, the story of the postgame show, take your pick. Royals finish tonight's story with a W. They take the opener from the White Sox, 3-1, the final score. Phone lines are open for you. Jesse was one of the near 21,000 in the building tonight. Jesse, you're hitting leadoff. You're on 96.5 The Fan and AM 610 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Vern. I just know we all had a great time at the game, and the pitching did what you're supposed to do against bad teams, which is shut them down. It was phenomenal. Everybody did their job, and we're hoping to come back out and repeat the process again tomorrow.
No doubt about it. I'm very grateful you're starting this off by talking about the pitching. It was the story tonight. Noah Cameron, 5 1/3 innings of one-run baseball. He has his ERA now to 2.47. An ERA of 2.47 through his first 17 starts of his career. That is, obviously, the best in Royals franchise history. Jesse, way to get us started on the Peterson and Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the eights or visit petersonlawfirm.com. We're going to hit an ID, take a quick timeout, get back to your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
1-2 pitch. And a swing and a liner caught by Bobby. Throw to second for two. Bobby to Jonathan India. A 6-4 line out double play. Gets Schreiber and the Royals out of the inning.
Ooh, baby. Great call. Steve Stewart, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan and AM 610 The Fan. Royals win 3-1, and that right there, that inning-ending double play, a hot shot off of the bat of the only reason why the White Sox scored a run tonight. Lenin Sosa, who blasted a solo bomb in the fourth inning, comes back up to the plate in the sixth. Royals at this point lead the game 2-1. Noah Cameron comes out for the sixth. He's had only 67 pitches. Yes, it's the third time through the lineup, but again, he's had only 67 pitches. Of course, you're going to give him this White Sox offense a third time, even though White Sox offense has been much better since the All-Star break. Nonetheless, Noah Cameron gives up a leadoff single to Curtis Meade. After getting Luis Robert to fly out to left field, Colson Montgomery singles to center. Meade goes first to third, and the runners are on the corners with only one out. Paul Hoover, who's the acting manager, as Matt Quatrero was tossed out of the game in the fifth. Paul Hoover sticks with Noah Cameron to face the White Sox catcher, and he walks him on four pitches to load the bases. But as Stu just described, a seven-pitch battle between John Schreiber comes in out of the bullpen, and the right-hand...
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hitting Sosa. Schreiber was ahead in the count 0-2, but Sosa battles him, and on the seventh pitch of the battle, as you heard, he lines out to Bobby Witt Jr., drifted too far off of second base, did Colson Montgomery, and India gets to the bag to double him up, and that was, without question, the biggest play of tonight's game, or as we call it, the MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Royals are back to 500, which means it's appropriate, or at least we don't sound silly when we take a look at the American League wildcard race. You have a losing record and you start describing what you need to do or start predicting how many wins it's going to take. You do stuff like that and you just sound silly. But the Royals now with the record of 61-61, no, we can understand that the crosshairs are firmly placed on the backs of the pinstripes. New York Yankees right now leading the Cardinals in the ninth inning. If they're able to hang on, the Royals would have gained no ground on the Bronx Bombers. They would remain essentially five games back of that final wildcard spot, although the Texas Rangers fall below 500 tonight, which means they fall below the Royals in the race for the American League's final wildcard spot. So bottom lining it, Royals now only have two teams to jump. As of right now, only two teams to jump, and keep in mind, the Texas Rangers come to town for a four-game series starting up on Monday night. So the Royals will not only have a chance to handle their business against a White Sox team that's in the basement of their own division, they'll then have a chance to possibly bury Bruce Bochy and the Texas Rangers in a four-game series that, again, starts up right here at Kauffman Stadium coming up on Monday. So we'll keep you updated on what's happening out at Busch Stadium as the Royals trying to gain some ground on the Yankees. You know, this back and forth, win one, miss one. It's been tough, but you get one more W from the St. Louis Cardinals this evening, and the Royals will find themselves now just four games back at that final wild card spot. So we'll keep you updated on that. We'll head inside that Royals clubhouse coming up here momentarily. Royals win 3-1. Let's go back to the phone lines and the text line, 913-586-7965. The Peterson and Associates phone line, always there for you, 913-586-7965. I want to give you one note about Noah Cameron. 17 starts into his rookie season, 98 innings. That's more than 5 2/3 innings every time he takes the ball. For a rookie, man, there are not many rookies that can match him right now in Major League Baseball. When you look at the ERA, there isn't a rookie that can match him. When you look at the opposing batting average, 209. 209 against him. There ain't a rookie in the sport that can match him. And how about this? Let's head inside that victorious Royals clubhouse right now and be pleased to welcome on the winning pitcher tonight, the aforementioned Noah Cameron. Noah, great job tonight. How good did you feel out there, especially after a leadoff single in the first, but then boom, 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 retire the next three?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Obviously feel good. I think it was one of those nights that you're just thankful for the defense behind you. A little bit less sharp tonight. A lot of, hard hit balls, stuff like that. Just good defense behind me. And thankful, for Schreiber to come in and just close the door with a huge double play there. So thankful to get out of that one alive and just, get my chance to team the win and, just a great team win.
Yeah. What's going through your head when Schreiber comes in there in the sixth inning and you mentioned the defense, but this place was electric after that double play to end the inning.
Yeah, that was huge. Probably, one of the best jobs that he's, done coming in after me. Just huge, I think a really just big confidence booster just when a guy comes in and, shuts the door, gets the starting pitcher off the hook. Obviously it's any reliever coming in. It's just our best friend for sure when they come in and shut the door and just save our runs and obviously just save the team there in that situation. That sixth inning put the team at risk there just to get a couple runs. And him coming in is huge. And just saving my runs and saving the team runs is big there.
Big offensive night from your battery mate, the future Hall of Famer in Salvador Perez. Listen, we've all been marveling at Salvi for decades now. What's the latest thing? You're closer to him than anybody listening. What's the latest thing that just leaves you in awe about the great number 13?
Yeah, man, he's just a huge leader. Just somebody that you can just follow into battle every day. You can trust. just trust him with whatever he's thrown at me. Whether it's pitch calls or in between innings, just talking to me, encouraging me and stuff like that. So he's unbelievable. Obviously somebody that I've looked up to for a long time, and it's just super special to be able to be his teammate, and for him to be my captain, it's just really cool. Definitely a dream come true with that one too. So just pretty cool, being able to watch him work every single day. The guy is just more passionate about the game than anybody I know. So just really cool, really special to be a part of it.
That's been really special watching you in this rookie season. Royals fans, friends from up in St. Joe, they all know about you. But what's it been like lately getting more attention and recognition nationally for what you're doing in your rookie season?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously special. I think just the support and love that we've gotten through it all, even through the bad outings, all the love and support back home, just the people in Kansas City and the fans, is just remarkable. It's super fun and makes the bad days great and the great days just unbelievable. So super special, just with the fans and everybody, just being able to throw, in hometown and just kind of be somebody that, kids can look up to, people can look up to. So really special. No place I'd rather be in the world. So hopefully we're gonna be here for a long time and continue doing this.
Well, if not, we revolt in Kansas City. We'll lose our minds. No, you're the man, Noah. Great job out there tonight. Thank you very much for the time after what's always a busy postgame.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
There you go. It's Noah Cameron, tonight's winning pitcher, and someone that I can't imagine it's very difficult for you moms and dads out there to look to your son or daughter and say, yeah, you can model yourself after that dude. Watch the way that he interacts with people, the way that he treats people, not just big name rich people, but all people. Nothing but love for Noah Cameron. He's now 7-5 on the season. The Royals are back to .500. And even 61-61. And tomorrow we get to say welcome back to Michael Lorenzen. He makes his return to the bump as the Royals look to take yet another series here at Kauffman Stadium. Saturday, the game is back on 96.5. The Fan and the first pitch comes your way at 6:10. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. The Royals are now 14-11 since the All-Star break, averaging more than 5 runs per game. 913-586-7965. We'll get back to your thoughts and take a dive into that text line after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's the 1-0, and a swing and a fly ball the other way. Deep right field, Tauchman back, looking up, it's gone! Salvador Perez to the opposite field, gives the Royals a 2-1 lead. Number 22 on the year. Number 295 of his career.
Yes, indeed. Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan and AM 610 The Fan. Royals win 3-1. Salvi's leadoff blast in the fourth turns out to be the game-winning blast. Royals and Noah Cameron led this game 1-0 until the top of the fourth inning, and with two outs in the fourth, Lennon Sosa takes Cameron Bridge to tie it up. But the Royals don't hang their heads. Certainly Salvi doesn't hang his head, because the second pitch of the bottom of the fourth inning, Salvi gets that lead right back. A 1-0 sinker, 94 miles per hour, off the plate, away. Salvi goes with it. And Salvi is so incredibly strong. He can go 380 on a line drive to the opposite field. 380 feet over the right field wall. Again, as Stu said, his 295th career home run. So that means Salvi's now just 5 away from 300. 22 away from matching the career franchise record held by George Brett. And he's only 16 homers from matching another Hall of Famer, Pudge Rodriguez, who has the seventh most homers by a catcher in Major League Baseball history. Salvi, tonight is the Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Salvi goes 2 for 3, drives in that run there in the fourth, and then scored the final run for the Royals in the sixth. So 2 for 3 with a pair of runs scored and one driven in. Salvi, tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, and for being named Player of the Game, he'll receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods. Got some shrimp cocktail in there, a gourmet filet mignon, twice baked potatoes with cheddar cheese. They got the asparagus and then two slices of gourmet turtle cheesecake for dessert. One for Salvi, one for his wife, or if maybe one of them want to give it to one of their kids, that's fine. Either way, it'll all be delivered to the Perez's home from Guaranteed Foods. So congratulations again to the great Salvador Perez, tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. He's now 15 RBIs away from 1,000 in his remarkable career. Speaking of Salvador Perez, after the game, he received the Joel Goldberg treatment on the field on FanDuel Sports Network. And really, is there anything better than Salvi and Joel after the game on the field on the mic?
You have faced Aaron Civale a lot of times in your career. He's been really tough, but you were able to homer against him and beat him tonight. What were you able to do against him?
I just tried to see something up out of the play and tried to put a good swing tonight, and we did it.
I know that you always like when I give you new information, new records. You pass Maglio Ordonez. You have the fourth most home runs for a Venezuelan-born player in the history of Major League Baseball. I know that means a lot to you. What does it mean pertaining to your home country?
You know, it's a country, you know. I had the opportunity to play for my country in the WBC, so it means a lot to me. You know, I'm super excited to be around the big name, you know, like Maglio. I know Miguel's there. I know Altuve's there. Eugenio Suarez there. So it means a lot to me.
I got another one for you. 29 doubles. 29th double tonight, career high. You've never had 29 doubles. What do you think of that?
I only like to hit some homers.
He says he only likes to hit homers. Doubles are okay as well. Okay, last thing. Noah Cameron does not look like a rookie. What makes him so good? And then also, John Schreiber, what he was able to do.
Yeah, Cameron was good today. He was change of lay in the game. Corey was working good today. Fastball, he missed pretty good. And Schreiber doing what he liked to do. He pitched good tonight.
Great job tonight. There's like a whole, it's like a windshield here of ice on the back of that. Great job. We'll see you back here tomorrow night.
Thank you, yo. Thank you, fans.
There you go. That's Salvador Perez thanking the near 21,000 in attendance tonight. That what?
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Him and his Kansas City Royals get their record back to an even 500. They take game one from the White Sox by a final count of 3-1. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. It's also the text line if you want to get in via text. 913-586-7965. And taking a look at the text line, Scott from Independence was in the building tonight. He writes, Noah Cameron continued to do what he does, Vern, and that's get outs any way possible. Follow that up with some great hitting, some clutch defense, and flawless pitching by the bullpen made for an absolutely awesome game. Well, that's great to hear, Scott. The smallest crowd here at Kauffman Stadium on a Friday since April. I'm seeing a lot of love for Matt Quatrero come in on the text line. The 816 is curious, have the Royals now won both games in which Q was tossed? I don't know. The first time he was thrown, I would imagine it was for the same reason. Q is gets really upset with a block in the bag. And I understand, I mean, that is Q. Again, the most pragmatic baseball man I think I've ever met. Hey, you said this is the rule. He broke the rule. Why are you not calling him out? I understand why Matt Quatrero was frustrated by that. But me, the baseball fan watching it, no, I wasn't frustrated by it whatsoever. If you missed it, bottom of the fifth inning. Royals lead this game 2-1. Kyle Isbell with a swing and bunt in front of the dish. Beats it out for an infield single. So he's on first with nobody out and Mike Yastrzemski at the plate. First pitch, Izzy's gone. And he is out by a mile. I mean, the throw beat him there by a good 2 feet. But the shortstop, yeah, lefty I'm guessing. The shortstop coming over to cover the bag as Izzy's trying to steal second. Again, Izzy's out by a mile, so as the shortstop's fielding the throw from the catcher, he puts his left knee, you know, right in front of the bag. But from what I saw, both edges of the bag were available. So it's not as if he had his whole leg down blocking the entirety of the bag. But again, if Q says it's in the rule book, you drop your knee in front of the bag, well, okay, I'm not going to fight him. He's right. But in the spirit of the game, watching the game, the throw beat him by a mile. The bag was available for Kyle Isbell, so I didn't share the frustration with Q. But I see the Rally Mantis and many others on the text line are happy that the manager was thrown out of the game. All right, well, there you go. You got it. There you go. There's your reminder that your manager cares. I've never been around a manager that didn't care. I'm sure there have been some, but I didn't need to see it from Q. I know the guy cares. I know that he's passionate. I know there's a fire inside of him. But there you go. For those of you that needed to see it, hopefully that pacifies you. Hopefully we don't have to have those discussions anymore moving forward. Maybe the same thing about Carlos Estevez. 1-2-3 in the ninth. Blows 96 past Colson Montgomery, gets Cuero to swing through 97, and gets Lenin Sosa swinging through a changeup. Three up, three down, strikes out the side, matches his career high with 31 saves. Congratulations to Carlos Estevez. 913-586-7965, back to the text line. From the 316, Fern, did you see what happened in AAA tonight? Jack Caglione with a homer. I have not seen the highlight, but yeah, Annie Rogers of MLB.com was keeping me updated up in the press box. Cags, a solo bomb. He goes 1-for-4 tonight with his first strikeout. It's only his third game. 3 games into his rehab assignment, he's now 7-for-13 with a double, a homer, and only one strikeout. Hasn't drawn a walk, but has only struck out once. So yeah, nice night for Jack Caglione. Not so nice of a night for Stephen Kolek, the other right-hander the Royals acquired in the Freddie Fermin trade. Kolek doesn't make it through 3, walks 6, and gives up 5 earned runs. Text line 913-586-7965. Hey, happy birthday to Cadence. Came out to the ball game to celebrate her 16th birthday. Her aunt writes in that I love that we've passed the love of the game on to the next generation. Happy birthday, Cadence. I'm glad the Royals could get you a win. Man, what a night. Salvi hits a home run. Yeah, it's a billion degrees out, but you saw a Salvi home run. It's a pretty good birthday. You saw the manager get thrown out. I'll take that. That's a memorable 16th birthday. My 16th birthday, I had a surprise party at like a little diner, and I knew about the surprise party. I much would have preferred a professional baseball game where a future Hall of Famer goes deep. Salvi homers in the 4th, doubles in the 6th. He now has 620 career extra base hits. That's 3 shy of Amos Otis's total in Kansas City. 5 shy of Frank White's total. Yeah, Salvi, before you know it, he's going to be sitting 3rd all-time in Royals franchise history in career extra base hits. Wow. 2nd behind only, 3rd, I guess. 3rd behind only George Brett and Hal McRae. Impressive stuff from the endlessly impressive Salvador Perez. Few more from the text line. Scott in Phoenix writes in, Vern, we finally passed someone in the standings and we gained a game on the Guardians. This is why, as frustrating as the losses are, we still have a chance as long as we win each series. Yeah. You actually need a little bit more than that, Scott. If the Royals win every single 3-game series from here on out, they'll end the year with 86 wins. Coming into the day, the New York Yankees were pacing for 86 wins. The Royals lost the season series to New York, so if both teams end with 86, the Royals are going home and the Yankees are going to the wild card round. So I need a sweep mixed in there. You're going to have to maybe take 3 or 4 from the Texas Rangers. Winning every series is no longer enough, right? You've hurt yourself so in the summer months that you need some magic down the stretch and you need some external help from Cleveland, from New York, maybe from others. Scott, always appreciate you listening, buddy. 913-586-7965 from the 816. Attaboy Q. More love. Thanks for showing you have life and fire. That's all it took, really. Just scream about something, and now I know. So how long does that last, Royals fans? Rally Mantis. How long does that last? Q was thrown out of tonight's game, so does he ever have to get thrown out again? How often do you want to see your manager get thrown out again? To me, it's just all so very silly. My game notes after this 3-1 Royals victory are brought to you by Jay Southland Toe. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Toe. Royals are now 7-6 since the trade deadline. And for the year, they're 44-3 when they lead a game after the 6th inning. 913-586-7965. Don't forget, game 2 of this 3-game series is going to be back on our normal station over on 96.5 The Fan. It's Michael Lorenzen squaring off with Sean Burke. It's a 6:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock. Royals looking to take yet another series here at home. Trying to get above 500 for the first time in more than 2 months. The Royals, keep in mind, well, again, the competition is different. But the Royals have lost each of the last five games in which they've had a chance to go above 500. Michael Lorenzen makes his return tomorrow and hopes to put an end to that goofy little streak. I appreciate you listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Royals win 3-1. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
On to the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.